This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and New Zealand today signed the historic free trade agreement in New Delhi. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd Macleay. The agreement, finalized in December last year, facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in a record 9 months. He said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in the agricultural field.
Speaking at the event, Mr. Macleay said, this agreement delivers opportunities that New Zealand exporters have never had in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, described the inking of FTA, a landmark moment in partnership between both the countries. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said the FTA will add unprecedented momentum to both nations' developmental partnership. He said the deal will greatly benefit the farmers, youth, women, MSMEs, artisans, startups, students and innovators. In his message, New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the deal will help diversify New Zealand's market. Prime Minister Luxon's message was read out by New Zealand's Trade and Investment Minister Todd Macleay during the signing ceremony. Campaigning ended this evening for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Polling in this phase will take place on Wednesday. On the last day of campaigning today, leaders from various political parties held meetings, rallies and public gatherings in an effort to win over the voters. In this phase, 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 women. A total of 3,21,73,837 voters will exercise their franchise in this round. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow at Gangtok in Sikkim today. Mr. Modi arrived in Gangtok this afternoon on a two-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will launch development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees on the occasion of Sikkim's 50 years of statehood celebrations. Ladakh Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of 5 new districts in the Union Territory, taking the total number of districts to 7. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only 2 districts, Leh and Kargil. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said the decision fulfills a long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. Veteran politician Dinesh Trivedi has been appointed as India's High Commissioner to Bangladesh. Mr. Trivedi served as Union Minister for Railways and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare in the UPA government. He represented West Bengal in both the Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha. He joined the BJP in 2021 after resigning from Trinamool Congress. The government today reaffirmed that fertilizer availability in the country remains robust, with supplies consistently exceeding demand. Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, stated this during an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today on the updates related to developments in West Asia. Large parts of India are reeling under an intense heat wave, with temperatures soaring well above the normal levels for this time of the year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan tomorrow. It has also predicted hot and humid weather conditions over Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan and Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.